Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the second Sunday after Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, on May 27th, 2018, entitled Three Persons and the Questionable Life. Listen to podcasts by subscribing to the feed using your favorite podcatcher software. Search for Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton Audio under Podcasts on iTunes, or visit the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. It is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Each Trinity Sunday, we grapple again with one of the most perplexing teachings of the Christian faith. God is a personal God, but God is more than one person. God is a Trinity of persons. God has different faces, yet at the same time is one God. Many will say, including those who might show on our doorsteps on Saturday mornings to share their faith, perhaps you have even asked the question, how can one be three and three one? While the doctrine of the Trinity is not actually spelled out in the New Testament, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit permeate its entirety. In fact, when all is said and done, a trinity of persons is the only conclusion one can draw from the biblical text. 3 plus 1, 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. It's not mathematical, it's theological. And while it might seem like fun to analyze and study the ins and outs of the Holy Trinity, in the end, such discussion does little to connect with our real lives. Rather, our question needs to be, so what? This is the first in a series of pulpit considerations of Surprise the World, the Five Habits of Highly Missional People. The introduction to Surprise the World actually fits quite nicely with the question, so what? We worship God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But so what? The important revelation for us in the Holy Trinity is that our God is a relational God. God is able to be in relationship with the children of God by virtue of being in relationship with God's own self. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work together, communicate with one another, support one another in the activity and mission of the living God. So what? We strive to be missional because it's God's mission. We are not a church with a mission. Rather, we join in God's mission because we are in relationship with God and with each other. Who would know that? The problem the Anglican family of Christians has always had is a cultural one. Faith has often been considered personal and private. The blank, stern faces of most of the royal family during Archbishop Currie's sermon a week or so ago at St. George's Chapel is the perfect illustration. Our church's roots are in a British culture. The Anglican flavor of the Christian faith is more often than not shaped by some of those cultural characteristics. Nicodemus, the Pharisee who came to Jesus by night, has been described down through the ages as someone living a double life, a secret disciple of Jesus. Nicodemus had his reasons for being less than open about his belief in Jesus, But in their conversation, Jesus challenges him with the thought that children of God are born from above. When we call God Father, St. Paul says, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. In Surprise the World, Michael Frost suggests we don't all need to be bold, gifted evangelists, little Billy Grahams, in order to be a child of God living in a world mostly inhabited by unbelievers. We need to live questionable lives, he says. How we live, how our faith values influence our actions, need to be such that it causes others to ask questions about us. When we get the question, the door has opened through which we can reveal the why behind what we do. An opportunity to share the good news, if you like, that is ever so natural and prompted not by us, but by the one asking the question. Questionable lives. It's ingenious. I've heard some folks express fairly harsh criticism of Michael Frost's Surprise the World. Too simplistic, several suggested last week at my table at the meeting of Greater Chapter. One person said they were offended by it, because Frost only suggests we do that which we are already doing. Indeed, surprising the world is not rocket science by any means. Still, doing what we can do to make our lives become questionable is genius. Five habits. Bells, B-E-L-L-S, bless, eat, listen, learn, and be sent. I'll do my best to address each of those over the next several weeks. Each of the five habits are subtle ways we can navigate through the world and be seen as questionable. Being Christian is not about being nice. Most Christians are nice, in my experience, but one doesn't need to be Christian to be nice. There are many humanitarian reasons for acting respectful, being helpful, speaking kind words. Those ways of acting don't necessarily find themselves rooted in a person's faith. For St. Paul, it seems ever so simple. Black and white, really. Either we are in the spirit or we are in the flesh. That's not particularly helpful because we know it's not like that. The battle between spirit and flesh has raged on ever since creation. It's quite easy to write about. We live in one or the other, Paul says. But we all know that instead we all live in a place somewhere in between. At times our actions are motivated by the spirit. At other times they're motivated by the flesh, our primal human instincts, our physical needs. Nice people can also be arrogant, prideful, nasty, self-serving, and unthoughtful. We are not children of God by nature. We are God's children by adoption. Joint heirs with Christ. Having the Spirit of God direct our lives is not easy. At least it has never been for me. So what? God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit wants us to be in relationship with Him. He made us to be in relationship with Him and with each other. When those relationships are healthy, we can't help but live a questionable life. Our behavior will be evidence that we live in that place of tension between the world and the Spirit. How we behave will more and more seldom make sense when measured by the values of the world. Five Habits. Bells. Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday 9 to 3:30 at 506-450-8500. We'd love to have you join us.